been coming to church for years. Help us to hear something from you, Lord. Maybe we've just come to church for the first time today. May you speak to us. Lord, thank you that your word is alive and active. Thank you that your word transforms lives. And we pray that your word would indeed touch each of us now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we just had... Oh, hang on a minute. I've got to say something. They want them, that needs to be moved. Somebody possibly has got a Vauxhall Sapphira, registration W885XAL, I think that is, or XAC, that might be blocking somebody in. Okay, either that or it's just disappearing on down the road on the back of a lorry, I'm not sure which. So, baptisms. What does baptism signify? What's the significance of being baptized? What's it all about? Are you going to tell me? Come on then. Got any ideas? No? Okay. There's a little bit of a clue up there for those of you that have got 20/20 eyesight. Bit of a clue. Belonging to God's family. Is that what somebody just said? Excellent. It's about belonging. Baptism is about belonging. And there's two senses in which we're belonging. We belong to family and we belong to church. And one way or another, we're all part of a human family. And when these two young children were baptized just now, they were baptized because they belong to a Christian family. Mum and dad are Christians. And they want their children brought up in that Christian family. So actually they're, in a sense, they belong to two families. They belong to their mum and dad, brother, sister type family. They also belong to the family of the church. Belonging is something that's very, very important. But we've got to make sure that we don't mistake the fact that belonging to a family, belonging to a church family, mustn't think that necessarily makes us a Christian. Baptism, especially when it's with adults, is an outward sign that a person is a Christian. And some of us are going to baptism classes on Sunday afternoon in terms of thinking about being baptized or reaffirming our faith as an adult. But being baptized of itself doesn't make us a Christian. When we read through John's Gospel, there's an incident where Jesus encounters a man named Nicodemus. Now, what was the question, one of the younger ones, hopefully, that Nicodemus was asking? What was he wanting to know from Jesus? Can anybody tell me? Yes, yes?
How come the person be enter the eternal life?
How can a person be part of God's kingdom and have eternal life? That was a question that Nicodemus came up with. And Jesus didn't say to him, well, you better be baptized then. That's the way. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be born again. You must start a new life. Now, when a child is baptized, what we're praying for is that when their time comes, they too, like their parents, will say, I want to be part of this new life. So in a sense, we're baptizing them in anticipation of the day when they will say, yes, I want to be part of this Christian family. To be a Christian, we need to be, as I say already, born again. And we need to do a couple of things. They were contained, the things we need to do, in the baptism promises. Now, like a lot of things, the baptism promises in the sheet said in about 25 words what we could actually say in about 6. So I actually prefer these two promises. It's pretty straightforward. And these are biblical. What do we do to be saved? I must repent of my sins and turn to Christ. That's what needs to happen. For me to be a Christian, I need to say sorry, repent. What's that word repent mean? Let's say somebody who's quite young. Somebody under 10. Anybody under 10 want to go up, tell me what the word repent means? No? 11. Under 11. Under 12. Under 75. Anybody? Change? Come on. Feeling sorry? We're getting there. Confessing, that's all part of it. Bran? Turning, really. That's the issue. It's about turning away from. You know, all of us can say, I'm sorry. I've said sorry to my wife hundreds of times, but I still go out looking scruffy or whatever else that she might feel I should attend to in my life. If I was truly repentant, I would never look scruffy again. Because she'd say to me, Bill, you said that you would be sorry, you would repent of looking a scruff heap. But, you see, Mary's now hiding her head in shame. I'm the one that should hide my head in shame. Okay, repent is about changing, it's about turning. And we need to say, right, Lord, I'm going to turn away from that previous lifestyle. I'm going to turn to you. So it's about repenting and turning to Christ, knowing that he died on the cross for us. That's at the heart of our faith, turning to Christ. Now, that lost son, you think, well, where's this come from? What's the link? You know, that lost son was lost. He was not belonging any longer. He was estranged from his family. He'd gone his own way and he was lost. Well, did it start out like that? Not really, because what he started off by doing was saying, you know what? I've had enough of being on my dad's farm. I've had enough of going round and checking on the horses and the cows and the sheep and the goats. I've had enough of it. Day after day I'm doing this. I want to have a brighter, exciting life. So what did he say to his dad? What did he say to his dad? Give me my share. I want my money now, Dad. I can't wait for you to die. That could be years to come. Let's have the money now. So he took the money and he went out partying. He went with his friends. He had a high time, he had a good time as he saw it. But actually it didn't last, did it? It did not last. And what happened was he was despairing. Why was he despairing? What did he end up doing? What did he end up, tell me?
Feeding the pigs.
Feeding the pigs. That's about the worst thing you could think about doing if you're a Jewish lad. You just had nothing to do with pigs. Horrible things they thought. But he ended up feeding the pigs and despairing. That's how it was for that young man. Then it says he came to his senses. He thought, you know what? Here am I, feeding these pigs, even having to eat the food that they eat. This is ridiculous. I need to make my mind up to go back to my dad. And what did he say to himself before he was going to go back to his dad? What was he saying to himself? Can you tell me? Are you wondering about it? Yes. Anybody else going to help him out? Here we are. Look. What was he going to say to his dad? Well done. That's exactly right. He said, I've sinned against God and against my dad. I've been a right idiot. I thought I knew what was best. I thought I'm going to have just a high life, spend my money on parties and everything. But then it all went sadly wrong. So he said, I'm actually going to go back to my dad and say, Dad, I have sinned against you and against God. I have been an idiot. So he recognized his need to go back. And he said, look, the thing is, maybe I'll just have to go back as a servant. He knew he'd blown it, or he thought he'd blown it in terms of being a son. He said, I'll go back and just be a servant. So that's what he said he would do. Now, I suppose the question is for you and me, where are we? Where are we at? Do we belong? Do you belong with your family? Are you separated from your family? You know, lots of us are. Lots of people have actually found that their life, they've gone a different way from their family. And there may be here, those of us who are like that prodigal son. They've gone off, done their own thing, and are now estranged. And that happens. It happens in families. I'm not sure that's what God wants. I think God wants us to be part of our human family. He wants to restore relationships where there's been that division. I honestly believe that. I think God is in the business of restoration. He wants to restore relationships. So, you know, maybe that's where you're at. Maybe it's where your child is at. Maybe they have gone off. Maybe they have said, Dad, Mum, I've had enough of you. Fed up with it. I'm off. You know, clear out of my life. Maybe you're thinking, right, okay, that's it then. You might want to come back, but that's it. Maybe that's where you're at. I don't know. We're all in a different place. But God says, welcome back the prodigal. That's God's word to us. Welcome back that child who has gone off. God wants us to belong. Where are you spiritually? You see, God wants us to be part of his family. He doesn't just want us to be part of church, although he likes that, and I like it as well, because it's really nice when the church has got lots of people in. But that isn't really what it's about. What it's about is that God wants us to be part of his family. He wants us to belong to the Christian household. So where are you in all that? Maybe you've been a Christian for years. Some of us have. Maybe you're somebody that used to belong, used to be part of the life of God's family, but you've drifted off. God says, I want you back. That's what I want for you. Think about that father in that story. Okay, what happened when the son decided he would go back to his father? What happened? Did he get to his dad and his dad say, ha, you don't think you're coming here, do you? You took my money, you wasted it. Why should I have you back? Is that what he said? No. What did he say? What did he say? What did he do? Can you tell me?
The dad welcomed
him back. The dad welcomed him back and he did something. Do you know what he did? He celebrated, didn't he? He said, let's have a feast. He said, kill the fatted calf. Give him a robe to put on. That's what the father did. He welcomed back that son. Now, how about you? Do you feel you want to be welcomed back? Perhaps you're thinking, you know what? I can manage without church. I can manage without Christians. I'm having a good time. And actually, that is probably true for some people. They do seem to manage without God. They seem to manage without God. Maybe they've thought, what's the point of going back to church anyway? You know, look at them all. They're so happy, aren't they? You know, maybe we're thinking, is church is full up of those older brothers? You know, it couldn't have been easy for that son to go back. Not only did he think he might get rejection from his dad, but he perhaps thought he'd get rejection from his brother. Because that older brother was not exactly the most cheerful, was he? I don't imagine he was very welcoming. And maybe that's been your experience as well. Perhaps you thought, you know what, I'm going to give church a try again. And maybe you haven't been welcomed. Maybe you thought, I don't know, they're a funny bunch. Well, the reality is, of course, we are a funny bunch, all of us, as Christians. And if we're not Christians, we're funny people as well. That's the reality. When you come into the church, you come into a building, into a place where there are people who are on a journey. You know, as we've said before, all of us should have a placard on our chests which says, work in progress. Work in progress. Because that's how we are. We're not a perfect people. We're accepted and loved by God. But we're in the process of being refined and made into the people he wants us to be. So don't give up on church and on the Christian faith just because we as Christians are still working our way through as well. Don't give up on us. What I want you to do is to think about that father in the story who welcomed his child back. And I want you to think about a God who is wanting to welcome you back as well. There he is. Well, it isn't him. Okay, it's just a picture. But that's how it is. You know, God is standing there, so to speak, with his arms out, wanting to receive each of us back to himself. Some of us, we've been a Christian, we've wandered off. Some of us have never taken that step. And he says to us, come, come to me. That's God's word for us. And as a father, he is a loving father and wants to welcome us all. So let's pray that we would think, Lord, where am I in all of this? Am I estranged from my family? Am I estranged from church? Am I outside the Christian faith? And let's recognise that God is extending his welcome to us all. Lord God, I do pray that you would help us all to have that picture of that father welcoming his child. And Lord, you welcome us back to be part of your family. Lord, some of us will think, yeah, this is me, this is what I need. Others of us may not be there at that point. But Lord, help all of us to know that you love each of us, however close, however far away we think we might be. Help us to turn to you and know your love and acceptance. In Jesus' name, Amen.
That was a terrific picture that Bill gave to us of belonging and of coming back and of being welcomed. And this might have been a song that the son sang because he had been accepted. It's, I am a new creation, no more in condemnation. Here in the grace of God I stand. Let's stand and sing.